Recipes. Recipes this month were provided by the National Federation of the Blind of Florida. Corn Casserole by Sylvia Young. Sylvia Young has been a sighted member of the NFB for about 6 years. She now serves as the Tallahassee Chapter and State Affiliate Secretary. She and her husband, James, have been married for 17 years and have 9 children and 13 grandchildren in their blended family. Ingredients: 1 can whole kernel corn, 1 can cream-style corn, 1 half cup sour cream, 2 eggs, 1 cup grated cheddar cheese, 1 box Jiffy cornbread mix, 1 stick of margarine, melted. Method: mix all ingredients together, pour into greased pan or dish, bake for 45 minutes to 1 hour at 325 degrees. Let stand for 10 minutes before serving. You may slice it or scoop it out. Traditional Lasagna by Scott Wilson. Scott Wilson is a passionate cook, parent of 2 children, and a successful business owner for more than 10 years. In his copious free time, Scott enjoys learning new things like languages. He currently speaks Irish, with more languages to follow. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 3/4 pounds bulk pork sausage, 3 cans, 8 ounces each, tomato sauce, 2 cans, 6 ounces each, tomato paste, 2 garlic cloves, minced, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 3 large eggs, 3 tablespoons minced fresh parsley, 3 cups, 24 ounces, 4% small curd cottage cheese, 1 carton, 8 ounces, ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 9 lasagna noodles, cooked and drained, 6 slices provolone cheese, about 6 ounces, 3 cups shredded part-skim mozzarella cheese, divided. Method: in a large skillet over medium heat, cook and crumble beef and sausage until no longer pink. Drain. Add next 7 ingredients. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat. Simmer uncovered 1 hour, stirring occasionally. Adjust seasoning with additional salt and pepper if desired. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, lightly beat eggs. Add parsley, stir in cottage cheese, ricotta, and Parmesan cheese. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Spread 1 cup meat sauce in an ungreased 13x19-inch baking dish. Layer with 3 noodles, provolone cheese, 2 cups cottage cheese mixture, 1 cup mozzarella, 3 noodles, 2 cups meat sauce, remaining cottage cheese mixture, and 1 cup mozzarella. Top with remaining noodles, meat sauce, and mozzarella. Dish will be full. Cover, bake 50 minutes. Uncover, bake until heated through, 20 minutes. Let stand 15 minutes before cutting. Yields 12 servings. Yellow Squash Casserole by Alicia Kilby. Alicia Kilby is a homemaker. As a single, disabled mother of 2 young children, she tries to be creative and likes to explore new recipes, keeping in mind children's tastes are sometimes narrow and limited. She's a responsible, independent, part-time student working on a degree in social work. She is also a volunteer and mentor at a local elementary school, living every day for a better tomorrow because she can live the life that she wants. Ingredients: 8 medium yellow squash, 16 saltine crackers, 2 cups mozzarella cheese, or whatever you prefer, 1/2 cup milk, 2 eggs, 1 stick butter, salt and pepper to taste. Method: slice squash and boil until tender. Drain, crush crackers until fine, and beat eggs. Put all ingredients into 2.5-quart casserole dish and mix well. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Serves 8. Smothered Rabbit by Tanetta Cooper. Tanetta is a legally blind, diabetic mother who has been an NFBF member for 10 years. She loves to cook and bake. She says, "The recipe I've submitted is unique and simple to prepare, and the results are delicious." Ingredients: 1 rabbit cut into small pieces, salt to taste, paprika to taste, flour, 3 tablespoons butter, 1 to 2 onions sliced, 1 cup sour cream. Method: season the rabbit with salt and paprika, coat pieces with flour, melt butter in a crock pot, add rabbit, and cover meat thickly with onion slices. Sprinkle onions with salt, pour in the sour cream, cover and simmer 1 hour or bake at 325 until tender. A cup of peach cobbler by Sylvia Young. Ingredients: 1 cup of canned peaches, 1 cup of flour, self-rising, 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of sugar, 1 stick of butter, 1 lemon. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place peaches in bowl, add 1/8 cup of sugar and squeezed lemon, stir and set aside. Melt butter in baking dish. Mix flour and the rest of the sugar and milk together. Pour into the pan with the melted butter. Add fruit on top with some of the juice. Bake 1 hour. Serve with or without ice cream on top. Floating Peach Cobbler by Alicia Kilby. There's always room for variations in life, especially when it comes to delicious desserts. Ingredients: 1 cup self-rising flour, 1 cup sugar, 2/3 cup milk, 1 29-ounce can sliced peaches in heavy syrup, 1 stick margarine, not butter. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees, melt butter, then pour into a 10-by-10-inch baking dish. Stir together flour, sugar, and milk until smooth. Pour into center of dish on the margarine. Do not stir. Spoon the peach slices all over the batter gently, so you don't stir. Then add the syrup from can. Bake 45 minutes until golden brown. Serve at room temperature. Florida Cracker Orange Pie by John Bailey. John is a cited board member of the NFB of Florida statewide chapter and has been an NFB member for about 5 years. He got interested in the NFB because of his girlfriend, Tanetta Cooper. He truly believes in the NFB and its philosophy. Ingredients: 6 large egg yolks, 1 cup sugar, 4 tablespoons flour, 2 tablespoons sweet butter, melted, 2 tablespoons grated orange zest, 2 cups fresh orange juice, 1 9-inch deep dish flaky pie crust. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Put egg yolks in mixer bowl and beat until smooth. Beat in sugar, flour, butter, orange zest, and orange juice, one ingredient at a time. Pour orange mixture into pie shell. Bake 30 minutes until set. Let cool completely. Top with whipped cream. Chill before serving.